You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Another scorcher.
You're listening to Christopher Chuento perform a dub. This is the locomotive version featuring the smooth vocals of Mata TK. And very excitingly, we have Christopher Chuento on the phone. Kia ora, Christoph.
Hey, bro. How's it going?
So good. Such a pleasure to speak to you. Yeah, I've been a big fan of yours for a minute. One of my earliest memories here at BFM is coming up on a Sunday in 2024, and the song was playing, and it was like these Te Reo Māori vocals over this dub track, and it's like nothing I'd ever heard before. And it was Pep the Conqueror. It was such a beautiful track.
Thank you.
Man, Dubs from the Neighborhood released in 2024. It's kind of exploded, and I feel like I hear it everywhere now, and I should be hearing it everywhere. How does it feel to have such an album with mass appeal?
Well, yeah, it's unexpected for sure. You know, I feel like it's a pretty niche thing, and I kind of didn't really plan to press it as many times as we did. So yeah, just feel blessed really that it's been received well.
Yeah. For sure. You're talking about the pressings. Four pressings now. I've got the fourth edition in my hand with the beautiful autumnal cover. It's really pretty. Vinyl is very important to what you do. You vinyl DJ as well. How does it feel to hold this for the first time on vinyl and look at your work like that?
Honestly, it feels like when I'm holding it on vinyl, it's real.
Mm.
Up until that point, it doesn't feel like a thing yet. Just like you said, coming from that background of collecting music in that medium, it kind of seals it off once you see the big cover and put the needle on the groove. It makes it feel like a thing from that point.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better. I read a great story. It was Martin Pepperell's piece on your work on audio culture about the Haymaker Records collaboration, how that came together.
Yeah.
What's it like to be a part of that legacy? And I guess it's just such a cool little niche New Zealand thing, like a farmer who loves records and dub music.
Yeah, for sure. And he's just in it for the right reasons, you know, like he just wants to put people on and loves music and will be as involved as the musician wants him to be, you know. So it's quite rare to work with somebody like that.
Yeah.
In the days of like hustle culture or whatever, but it's just like Dave is just a one of a kind person, and to have someone that's in the kind of industry side of it, for lack of a better word, it's quite refreshing.
Yeah, I bet it is. Do you know if Dave will be coming to Splore?
I'm not sure, actually, but I would like him to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a very special Splore. When I saw the post come up on Instagram that they put the post up about the live performance, I was like, had to send it to 10 people immediately, because you're performing Dubs from the Neighborhood live. This is rare and super special. What enticed you to do this?
So they approached... Well, it had been in the back of my mind that I have to start performing live one day. I'm much more of a studio producer, but they approached me to do it, and I thought, okay, if I'm going to do a live performance, it's going to be the thing that I'm excited about and the thing that is a representation of what I'm into now. And that's definitely... that record is a good timestamp of where I'm at, and I'll be performing half of that record, and we'll also be doing like all new material as well.
Whoa.
50-50. And I'm pretty stoked to do the new material because when I've put together shows in the past, with past groups I've been involved with, I realized that there's lots of ideas that needed to be explored through performing it live. But the problem is that the music was already out there and finalized. So it's cool to be able to do it live and get a bunch of ideas and then go back to the studio after and finish it up.
Oh man, that's so epic. I can't wait. There's an almost reflexive quality to what you're doing here because, you know, dub comes from kind of that tradition of taking already recorded bits and samples and you know, adding a little spice and magic to it. And you're bringing this record from the recorded out to the live arena, which is quite beautiful. And dub music's been a part of your life for a long time. And it's catharsis and joy, am I correct?
Yeah, for sure. It's where I started. It was kind of one of my first, I guess it was my first introduction into music was through reggae, and then getting into hip-hop and getting into other forms of music through the samples that are used, and that led me all the way back around into dub music and reggae.
Do you have a favourite dig recently that you found in the bin somewhere that you like, that track, that record? I know these are all trade secrets, but is there something you can put us onto?
It's not a reggae thing, but I mean, it's something that I've been listening to for a long time, which I found super cheap, and it's not like a rare record, but I listen to like a lot of jazz to clear my head from the music that I'm making. So Cannonball Adderley, Soul Zodiac is one of my favorite albums, and I just found it for like $2 or something, real groovy, so... that's something I listen to a lot at the moment.
Shout out Cannonball. That's amazing. I've been reading Miles Davis's biography, and he talks about seeing Dizzy Gillespie for the first time with Charlie, with Yardbird. And he talks about it. Well, I think it's the opening sentence. He goes, the best feeling I've ever had in my life, and then with a dash, with clothes on, is seeing Dizzy and Bird live. So, I mean, we've got to get into some jazz. Thank you so much for speaking to us. We look forward to seeing you at Explore. It's going to be epic.
Yo, thank you. I'll see you there.
See you there.
Yo. Thank you.
It's P. Waddy, Christopher Trento, me and Jen are just in here bobbing our heads. It's going to be amazing. Amazing explore. Get your tickets if you haven't got a ticket. Jen's vibing out, I'm vibing out. If you want to get in touch, 5395 is the number.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.